cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com.
Cool.
All right, you divine lions and lionesses, welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show. We stand for love, levity, and liberty, and it's fucking Friday, right? We are broadcasting a good fucking Friday on Saturday with the lovely Heather Mays has returned, and we're waiting on potentially Governor, the self-identified Governor of Vermont, Kevin Hoyt, jumping in here. But since he's in exile, he's not answering his phone. We know he's probably either forgotten or hopefully everything is going well. We checked into it intuitively. Everything's going well. He's just got a lot going on. So, Heather, welcome back. Let's give a wave, and we should welcome Billy Connolly too, right? Set our tone here. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's awesome. We get some lights flashing in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, why fuck it Friday? Well, nobody can explain it better in my terms, in my mind, than the great Billy Connolly. So here we are. Enjoy.
That's a lovely pair of words. And it's international. I don't care where you are. If somebody's fucking with your bags at last airport in Tibet, and he's got a shaving head and saffron clothes on, and you say, hey, fuck off. He knows exactly what you mean. He will fuck off. Off he will fuck. Fuck off doesn't mean go away. Fuck off means fuck off. And everybody feels what it means. Nobody can write it down. There is no English equivalent for fuck off. Because it is English, fuck off. You know? And English expressions don't have English equivalents. They fucking are. You know?
You can barely keep it together. That's so awesome, isn't it? Yeah. Have you seen that before?
Texture. We talk about resonance and frequency a lot, right? That is the word that carries, you know, its own thing for sure.
Oh yeah. And I open every show fucking Friday because we're putting the fun in the funk of life, especially with all the ascension energies that have been going on and people talking about the eclipse coming up. Is it a psyop? And you know, the moon's controlled, the sun's controlled, all that. And we're like, all right, let's have a little fun with, you know, the current, the ancient, and the quantum. Yeah, you know, and the etheric, and have a blast. So how about you? How have you been? You spiritual healer, psychic medium, incredible soul art generator, course book author, rocking it, animal communicator. Yeah.
I think you hit it all. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I've been doing really great. Thank you. It's good to be back. Talking to a lot of people, talking about the feeling, the energies, and everybody has been just kind of going through it in one way or another in the past few days, definitely few weeks and few months for many. Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of like, all right, something's entered a new level of intensity, I guess, or pressure or constriction, but it always feels like we're on the verge of expansion as a result of that. So I look for that part, not so much the icky part.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely look for the higher vibe aspect of it. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was watching a show with Bishop Jim O'Connor and Honey yesterday. They just put it out and they're talking about ascension versus rapture. And
Yeah.
we've seen in the community over the last few years, like rapture, 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 right? Only X amount chosen and whatnot. And it was wonderful how
Right.
the two of them put together, because Bishop Jim watches Honey and she watches him. They've had interviews and
Yeah.
saying ascension and rapture are the same thing. On the religious text, rapture is what it's called. In the spiritual world, it's ascension. And so whatever you identify with, and Bishop Jim was saying, spirituality and religion, we should all be this, of a faith of love, right? Love, levity, liberty, in a way, and looking for peace, love, and harmony and high vibes. And we can acknowledge that there's polarity and badness in the world, to do what we can for that, but really that ascension is almost at our doorstep. The rapture or ascension, depending if it's religion, rapture, if it's spiritual, it's ascension. So I really appreciate how they speak about that, and you channel. And to that degree, what have you noticed about it? Because I mean, your work goes back decades, and you
Yeah.
speak to souls across the veil, just as if they're sitting beside you. If anybody doesn't know, it's truly a remarkable gift you have.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I think I've always been fascinated with I think it's kind of almost like language. Like our friend Billy Connolly was saying, sometimes there's no direct translation, but you can have different cultures, different languages all have or be describing the same thing, but they're doing it from their own perspective and their own context. So when we look at ascension, those who wear more of a spiritual hat and aren't tethered to a religious tradition, that is the language in which they're couching this point in time in our humanity and our existence and our planet, where someone who comes from a religious background has the same or very similar awareness of the steps that are taking place, the things that are unfolding, the environment that we're in, but they're using different phrases, different perspectives to describe it, but it's all talking about the same thing. So when we can find that common ground, I think that's really beautiful because then it becomes also another step toward that same progress, that same ascension, because for a while there has been a lot of enmity and everybody's been at odds, religious versus spirituality. And then you bring science into the mix too, and that's a whole other thing. But when we can be less contentious with each other, and when we can just say, look, we're all here doing the best we can, we're all moving towards something in some way. You want to call it up leveling, you want to call it ascension, you want to call it growth, you want to call it just normal evolution of a species, whatever. We're all on that trajectory. So yeah, put your money on that path in whatever way that it works for you, whatever hat you want to wear when you're talking about it, and kind of, come in sync and follow one another and learn from one another, because there are aspects that each side has where they're describing something that can benefit somebody who doesn't have that awareness. So expanding that out can be really beautiful, I think.
Yeah, totally. Like Galactic, the Team Galactics, we're all here. I love how the every now and then I'm on the Alliance of Indigenous Nations Zooms and connect with some of the natives in our Ojibwe and Anishinaabe ancestry. And you look at it from the standpoint, they had a prophecy, the eagle and the condor, when the eagle of the north and the condor of the south finally meet, that's when the nations of humanity come together as one, and another prophecy very similar to it from the native, one of the native traditions. I forget right now if it's the Hopi or not, but they said again, in that fashion, when we have this level of energy on the planet where we are now, that from the four corners of Earth, all people of backgrounds and colors will come together, and we will just have that peace, love, and harmony. And I love how you've just placed it, depending on however you identify with it, whether it's a term like ascension or rapture or up leveling, send it, have it.
And I have those conversations quite frequently with people who have maybe come from a religious tradition and are now being exposed to more, because maybe they came to the table to conversations like this because of 2020, because of COVID, because of government shenanigans. But then as they listen to these conversations, they hear more and more things planted in the ascension category. And from their background, they're like, well, but wait, how does that compare to what I learned in church as a kid or what I'm reading in the Bible in this way? And it's this beautiful softening into it to kind of be able to say, oh, okay, I understand. Maybe the way I was instructed or guided had a little flavor of control to it or fear. And that's just how it was presented at that time. But now I can see where, hey, Brad's saying the same thing or Heather's saying something really similar, even if they're not coming from that background. So I see more parallels and more crossovers, I think, than I do animosity, which is beautiful, especially growing up in the Bible Belt of the South, as I did, when that wasn't always the case, for sure. So,
yeah. If it's not written down in this book, it doesn't exist. You know, I remembered that
and
too.
And is therefore evil or wrong or...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that Roman Catholic faith, you know, I was brought up in, like, if it's not here, it's wrong, right? Otherwise, we would have been told. That was literally kind of like take it or leave it, and a way to say that, you know, here's don't color outside these lines, and if you do, repent. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then I had an experience with Reiki. And to that experience, by the way, I didn't know it was going to go this way. That was a huge awakening for me. In 2002, when one of my best friends, she ran a registered massage therapy, and I'm godfather to her and her husband's daughter, firstborn.
Yeah,
and they and she said, you know, I have this new person in here and named Maya, and she does Reiki. I'm like, what is that? It sounds cool. 2002, and she's like, well, you know, she does energy work, but she doesn't touch you. I'm like, wait, what? And then I had that experience, and she was literally telling me about a little boy she was seeing with a gray jacket with a little bit of a red banner that went across the shoulder, and he's throwing a baseball up in the air and catching it in his glove, and he's surrounded by trees in this small little clearing beside a lake. And I just had shivers everywhere. And she's like, I just see this little boy in total joy. He's about eight. I'm like, that was me at our cottage property. When I was a kid, like that was me. That was my jacket. And so I was blown away, and I felt her as if her hands were right here over my stomach. It was all warm. And so I opened my eyes, and she's standing on the other side of the room with her eyes closed doing this. And I'm like, okay, there's something here I don't know about. I've had the experience, and then I chased it down, and now, you know, leveraging, taking and sharing Reiki from that regard. And that was wonderful. And many people, I believe, are having more of those experiences now. Their third eye opening. They're seeing things out of the corner of their eyes. They're hearing things, or they're having dreams in the astral plane, which are almost as visceral and real as, and for some of them it is, they've been sharing.
Yeah.
And this awakening is happening. You know, it's happening anyway. I love how people are embracing it, you know, and curious. Getting them curious.
Yeah, that experience of the non-local or the non-physical. Because kind of like you were saying, if it's not in the book, then it doesn't exist. We're also taught if you can't see it, taste it, touch it, hear it, anything with your physical senses, then it's woo-woo. It's out there. It's not real.
Right.
And the more people are having those experiences, and Reiki's a beautiful example. I've had sessions from people where I felt completely like my energy body could, like, went from being 3 feet around to being 20, 25 feet expanded and just huge. And there was no reason. Like, I felt like I couldn't walk through the doorway. I was going to hit something. And, you know, that would be someone who was hundreds of miles away working on me at that time. And now as a practitioner, I hear that from people as well, who sometimes, one of my favorite ones that I was like, I don't know if she enjoyed that session or not. I got an email back where somebody said, Heather, I saw your eyes right in front of me. I was like, that's kind of creepy. I don't know if that's healing or not, but sorry. I don't know. But yeah, the more people have, even if it's just the little things, like you said, like a dream, but it feels so real and so visceral, or they have an experience of a healing, the more they are warming up to that. I kind of see it too as a defrosting, like the more they're like, oh, okay, that might not be so out of bounds or so incomprehensible. Maybe there is something to it, and maybe that leads them to look at, I don't know, quantum physics or something else, where they start expanding into that awareness too. And then from that, I think the most beautiful part comes the realization that shit, we're all connected. I've been living my life for so long thinking it was just me and I was slogging through it, but literally we're all connected at the quantum level. So then that changes and that reverberates inward and outward and back and forward into how do you live your life in that way with that knowledge. So I think it can really be the catalyst to so much growth and change.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It's so wild. It goes back to the law of one, right? And in our physical body, stem cells, that's God's molecule. So that's where we have a physical connection, and we can move matter with our minds and our thoughts. Some people, the very few people I also run across, they kind of, when their mind kind of switches, like, okay, there's something else there. I don't know what it is. Tell me all of it, right? And I've cautioned people about spiritual bypass, and I've got a great meme here, which I think is for
Oh, that's a
anybody
big one for me.
who runs forward. Yeah. Anybody who runs forward really hard, I think this just kind of speaks well to
Truth. Yes. Yes. Oh
them.
my God.
Oh, yeah. Somebody sent me this meme a few days ago. I'm like, absolutely perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
That's funny. That's
Spiritual is the
perfect timing
whole
because I'm
fucking
starting to
genre.
see.
Yeah.
I'm starting to have conversations with a lot of people too who, and it's, I mean, I love it because it's like people get that little taste of it and then they go up to the buffet and they want everything. Like, give it all to me, bring it all to me. And as someone who's been in that realm for, like you said, many decades, I'm always like, do you though? Like, okay, let me explain. There's no rush, number one. And maybe take it slowly. And if someone doesn't, then inevitably there's a point where they're like, I feel the energy too much. Like somebody turn it down. Or something, circles back around to kick their ass. Well, there's something I wasn't expecting or some trauma that comes up. Like we can't just go zero to bliss out on a mountaintop. There are many different shades and gradations and iterations on that path that are important and beautiful in their own way. So yeah, that spiritual bypassing, I get it, it's a temptation, but it doesn't work. It don't work. Don't recommend it.
Or once again, in case anybody was like, oh, I got to get to the computer or watch it on Rumble, I missed it. Here it is again. Read this pretty quickly. You don't want a
The
spiritual
wisdom of
so hard, you
SpongeBob.
pull a fucking chakra. All right. SpongeBob.
Pace yourselves.
And great point. I believe now it's even more important for people to find what they enjoy, or you already know what you enjoy, do more of that, especially with the energies that we're seeing that are coming in at the moment, right? Not to just get complacent, don't get your job, stop being a father or a mother. No, but it's really important to make more time to play, to relax, to go inward and be, right? Otherwise, that is an aspect of spiritual bypass too, is figuring out a way to be so busy. And I was conditioned to be that too. Like, I got too much to do, checklist. I think I've one of the awakenings, because I've got a video here. You've seen it. Nobody has seen it yet. That was shared with me with Nancy. I want to throw it to Nancy in our Ascension Mastery. She sent it today, right before we recorded. I'm like, thank you. And she said, I'm really thinking about you, Brad, on this one. I'm like, thank you. So I shared it. Everybody, full disclosure, I've shared it with Heather. And you all get to see it because there was a wonderful book, and hopefully still good, about zero fucks given. And I feel that in the Western culture society of North America, when that book came out, people were like, yes, finally, like this is a way to live my life, right? And I appreciate the notion from it, like, don't take life so seriously. Like, relax, step back, zero, and fuck it, zero fucks, zero fucks. However, I caution people with, again, don't move past a spiritual bypass. Like, hey, if you don't like this, don't like this. You can literally turn your back on it. Yet if there's lessons in there, we need to go through the inner work or the healing on the lessons to eventually get to that point. Maybe similar to Buddha, but definitely, not a Jesus. Jesus is the one that was born from the creator. But get to that point of enlightenment, being at peace with nearly everything and bring in a higher vibration. So before we move to this video, what do you say about that? Do you remember that book, Zero Fucks Given? Yes,
I
yeah.
do, and
Yeah. Nope.
I think it is a slippery slope of sorts, because you want to have the bliss that comes with that expansion and with being able to switch into a gear that feels delicious and effortless and carefree.
Yeah.
But that's my team is like, that's not the path any of you chose. Like, we came here to be in the muck, to be in the mire of everything. And through that, we're alchemizing it. So if you're not gonna, like, and I'm picturing like panning for gold, you don't
Yeah.
just show up and get a gold nugget. You gotta sort through the dirt and go through it. So
Yeah.
if you're not willing to do that part, it's almost like you're gonna get the cubic zirconia instead of the diamond. It's still gonna sparkle and it might fool a few people, but it's not the authentic thing, because you didn't walk through the pressure and the darkness of the cave to get to the real genuine light. So, and I see too a lot of virtue signaling in a different way sometimes with spirituality, where people like to say, this is what I do and this is who I am, but it's really like a storefront. It's an empty thing. And if you haven't walked through the grief and the trauma and the sadness, none of us are immune from that. It doesn't matter. So it's going to find you at some point. Wouldn't you rather come to it willingly, and when a situation presents itself, not check out and bypass and give up all the fucks? Go ahead and have a couple that you do give on
Yeah.
those things, and work through it and
Yeah.
alchemize in that process what you're here to do, because that's always part of our soul's path as well. So,
Yeah, definitely. I love it. Alchemize the fucks. The alchemy of the fuck. Okay, so
It's a
you're
new
gonna have to do it, and
sweatshirt.
I'll share it.
One of
Yeah.
us is gonna brand
Yeah.
that. Let's
Yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Okay. Heather Mays there, the artist, author, channeler, medium. Here we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, Divine Lions and Lionesses, here you go, from a special galactic yogi on zero fucks.
Give no fucks. Leave your bag of fucks at home every day. Don't take a heavy bag of fucks with you every day where you are going, and give fucks to everyone and everything, because then you'll go home tired and exhausted from carrying around a heavy bag of fucks.
One fuck for you, another fuck for you. Imagine walking around Chicago right now. You're like, hey man, what's
Oh.
up? Fuck you. Whoa, easy. So
Yeah.
just remember what the
Yeah.
Ibn guru that said there, right there.
It's not a heavy bag of them. Nope.
It's so wild. It's so wild. Where we are coming into April, I don't know if you've posted a channeling yet. Is there anything you can share from what you see from the channeling which you've had, or what's been spoken to? We haven't had the lights flash on and off and on yet. So,
Oh,
what does
darn.
the team
Rat.
say?
I do have the monthly forecast is on my YouTube channel, where we were talking about the theme for April is distillation. So really kind of seeing where we are and purifying what we're looking at. And so many other people have talked about the eclipses and whether they're psyops or not, where they are placed within the houses. I don't get deep into astrology, but it is kind of a stamp of timeline of what you're looking at. So you've got Libra for the lunar eclipse that happened a few days ago. That's relationships. So many people are looking at their relationships and saying, this is something that no longer works for me. This is something that feels like I'm not supposed to be here. Or my favorite is, you're not who I thought you were, you know, or I just don't know who you are anymore. So many people are having that. And then Aries for the solar eclipse is like the petulant teenager who got the car keys and now like has been railing against anything in authority. But now that they have the keys, they're like, oh fuck, now I have to drive. So it's like this, I don't know what to do. So it is leaving situations, coming into your own sense of self, but looking at it from the lens of purifying that. What is really matching your soul and your energy at the time? And I just remembered it was last year or the year before, I did a video called Who the F Are You or something. But the F can be, you can interchange that frequency. So if we're looking, you know, like WTF, what's the frequency? What frequency am I at right now?
Like that.
And how does it, how is it helped or how it is it burdened by the other relationships that I have around me? And not just with people, but with situations, with where you live, your location, what you're getting yourself into, anything you're truly in relation to. Is it diminishing or adding to what you're here to do and who you're here to be? So it was really taking a bold and brave look at that. While we have kind of these enhanced, amplified energies with which to do it.
That's so cool. I like that. What the frequency. Yeah. And what the F. So brilliant. You know, there's, because I've been sharing, I wouldn't say warning, but many people have been sharing, so it's myself, like, hey, just do your inner work to uplift yourself. Because what if this thing, rapture, ascension, really does happen, right? And I fully believe it, but I'm not telling people they need to believe it too. You know, wouldn't you want to be prepared? I mean, if people are getting water, food, ammunition, extra money, just in case. To me, that's insurance just in case anyway. So you're around your loved ones. And I feel people step into that. They start doing that. They raise their frequency and less things bother you as the frequency is raised. And you can also see better. You have better sight, intuition, and discernment.
I can
see you getting messages.
Well, I'm kind of going like 17 different ways with that. But I feel like, so I was raised, my dad lived, he was born in 1928. So pretty pivotal year in the United States with the Depression.
Right.
And his father died when he was really young. So he was the oldest kid, who went to work at a very early age to help support his family. So that all came through to me being raised as someone who just, you just always had extra on hand because you never knew. Cause in his world, you didn't, the bottom did fall out. You never knew. So I think that if you don't have that as part of your upbringing, this is definitely the time to, but not to do it from fear necessarily. But I love what you said about it kind of gives you, it's almost like it gives you a stronger foundation to stand on. So whether you're looking at preparedness from literally food, supplies, water, ammunition, where you live, feeling safe, feeling protected, having a plan, if you need to, you know, get mobile and go somewhere, whatever it is, and how you're doing with your frequency, your spirituality, your relationship to self and others and God and all of that is preparedness, not coming to it from an, oh shit, what if something's happening? But coming to it from a, if I'm good there, then I'm so much stronger. I'm so much calmer. I can hear the calling of my own soul better. I can help someone else better from all of those different perspectives. It just gives you a serenity and a strength. And I think a lot of us came to that overall topic of preparedness from fear, which is fine. If that's the path you took and you got there, that's okay. But to the extent that you can let that fear flow into faith and just say, okay, I am where I am, and I trust that I am where I am for a reason, and I'm as prepared as I can be for whatever is coming next. That just gives you like a that kind of moment where you can say, okay, I got this. I'm all right. I'm in the groove exactly where I need to be for right now.
Yeah, you got the beats. Yeah, it's so
Yeah.
cool. And what I also love, we're seeing so many, it's coming to more public awareness and consciousness of the communities people are creating, you know, back to the old ways of the bartering, the exchange. You know, people have certain talents, then they share those talents and bring it back and forth. And this is in the UK and Australia and parts of the States and Canada, because they're just going, we're out of it. You know, if people need to look at a farmer's freedom convoy, okay. But behind the scenes there is the co-ops that are being restored or have been restored, and more people are gravitating to the co-ops because we're like, we got this, you know. I may not have a lot of money in the bank, but I've got land and we can plant seeds. And if I've got a machine, and if you bring this and this, and we figure it all out, and together we prosper, right? Together we achieve more. And it's so right. It's such a beautiful sense too. A beautiful sense.
And so saying, I have land, and then someone says, I know how to do carpentry, so I can help build something or fortify something, or I have so many friends who, like, I get the text messages all the time, and I don't have this skill. I should. But they send me things on canning and preserving food and all of that. So there's all that return. And this is, somebody saying, that's what my grandma taught me, and this is what, or I have a friend in the Mohawk Nation. This is just, that's just how they do it, full stop. So being able to reconnect with those kind of, again, distillation, those kind of purer ways of being, where you can say, regardless of what other implements of control are around me, or whatever chaos or noise is out there, this is me living right now, maybe one day to the next, but I don't mean that in the extreme way, but in that's all we ever have anyway, is the present moment. So being there and contributing your essence, your skill, your attention and intention to that can also give you that sense of empowerment and strength in facing whatever is coming.
Words of wise from the Amish too. Well done in their communities. And what I'd like to share with people is my soul, thanks to you.
That's all. It's Brad. Jazz hands.
Total jazz hands. So why don't you describe what we're seeing here, Heather? Because this is a gift. If anybody can, I highly encourage everybody do this for themselves. And I'll talk about why after this, but share with everybody what the audience has seen.
Yeah, so this is an energetic signature portrait of our friend Brad's energy. When was it? A week ago? A few days ago, when I
Within
connected
a
in
week.
to do this. Yeah. So, and my interpretation is what I was feeling, seeing, sensing as I was channeling the art. And it's just a small piece of the fuller picture, as with anything with somebody. But what calls out to me most, or first, I guess, about this is the box of light behind you, and the fact that it almost looks like it's like a spreadsheet of light. It looks like little squares of light behind that. And to me, that is typically someone who is in need of or calling forward and currently accessing, your energetic grid. So when I do energy work with people, I see kind of like a structure. Like if you were to look at a skyscraper being built, how they have kind of the temporary structure as they're building all of the floors. So I see that around people. And for me, that is kind of the first way that the energy from the quantum, the field, however you want to describe it, hits us. And it's there for our more condensed energy body to tap into. So you are being given an enhancement in those reserves or actively connecting to them to be able to kind of re-energize bits and bobbles of yourself as you need it. So it's usually a sign of, hey, I am. It's often a sign of a healer, which I know you are. So it doesn't surprise me to see that there, but it also feels, especially because of the way the lights are kind of popping off in that layer,
That's
it's
cool.
something that's very active for you right now. So you needed a little extra oomph, we might say. You felt a little extra empowered. Like it can go either way based on the person. And then the circles of like more cream colored white looking, that kind of to me is also that coalescence of energy. So that's you pulling in from different dimensions. And when I see these, they're never really sitting still. It's interesting. I can't draw them. I guess if I were an animator, I could draw them to move, but they kind of move in, perpetually. So, but those bubbles, if you will, are kind of pulling in and out, almost like octopus tentacles, like pulling in the energy and pushing things out. So it's this exchange as it goes all around, and that goes multidimensionally into what it's accessing. So that can be like where you're pulling in other layers of knowledge, where things just might drop in out of nowhere. You get a nudge of something, some intuition about something with that. And then your main geometric shape to me is like fire. Like you've got those flames of things. So that's passion and purpose, and the two of those being married together. And then at the very kind of core, it looks like a diamond shape, but also has elements for me of like a compass. Like, so someone who is on target with your direction and where you are supposed to be in life. So that's my spiel. Phew, that was hard. So that's
That it's remarkable. I really appreciate it. This is the
long
second one you've done for me. The first one I received as a gift 2 years ago with
ago.
Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And receiving it as a gift and unwrapping it, not knowing what was there, as I've said on many shows, which we've done together, for 7 minutes. It literally was 7 minutes. The moment I saw it, I crashed to my knees and just constant crying. And it was tears of joy, knowing this is the best, only way I can describe it, tears of joy and knowing and feeling the connection and things locking into place. To describe a physical feeling of, if people have ever done something, I mean, I don't have children in this current incarnation, a lifetime, but I imagine anybody who's a father or a mother, or holds their child for the first time, they just know that instant love, things lock into place, like, I got you, I'm here for you. That also locked into place for me. It blew me up, dropped me to my knees. I mean, I was on the kitchen, dropped to the knees. I was physically gone. Spiritually, everything came in. It was so lovely. And I know we have many other people recently, like Joachim, sharing what it meant for him to have this work done. And this is a small part of what you provide as your gifts together. It's really, people go, wow, soul art, this is amazing. Well, next thing you know, you're like, wow, okay, well, what about the books and the classes and whatnot? But what I'd like to do is just show aspects of the art. If anything comes to mind, feel free to share it as we go through your website. And then what you've
Absolutely.
got coming up here to take people through the energies in April and
Yeah,
how lovely this
absolutely.
is.
Absolutely. And so I love what you said about your portrait, because when I was, I want to say learning to do them, no one taught me to do them. When I was pulling in the channeling that then led to doing these portraits, how it was explained to me was, you're going to show people who they really are. And I thought, well, that sounds like no small feat, or okay. But it is, the us that goes beyond language. Like we were talking about having different languages and traditions describing the same thing, that there is this depiction of frequency. There is this depiction of multidimensionality, of connectedness, of expansion, of something that goes beyond who you are, where you were born, your family lineage. It somehow encapsulates all of you and your soul and who you are. And I hear feedback like that where people will say, I feel like I saw myself for the first time. Like, not who I see in the mirror, not who my friends tell me I'm supposed to be, not who my family thought I was going to be, and I've severely disappointed or whatever. But yeah, that's me. I don't know why, but that's me. So there's something that is connecting with people at kind of like we were saying, people getting the astral projections and the dreams and the different things dropping in. This is a version of that where they're saying, I can't explain it, but I feel it. So it's just this kind of resonance that's really beautiful in the way that it comes through.
That's so cool. And what I've also noticed is the change in the frequency in the imagery of the art over the last 3 years for people that you've done. And on that art too, one of the newest that you've added is people who've crossed over. So not only are people aware you can still communicate with loved ones who've crossed over, you actually do an energetic portrait of their crossover, similar to that.
Yes. So comings and goings, I like
Comings
to
and
say
goings.
both.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I sometimes get babies, and that's something that I've been completely blessed and mesmerized to be able to witness in my life. Like, I have a friend who's wondering now if she's pregnant, and she keeps asking me. I'm like, I know I can access that, but I'm not going to tell you yet. We're not there yet. But being able to witness the crossing of the veil on either end of the spectrum and what a soul experiences as they are coming into a physical incarnation or leaving one. So that is the soul gateway art that I started doing, which is beautiful and so powerful to be able to show that. And I recently did one for a newborn where you can see kind of definitely a stamp of the angelic realm. Like, it just kind of looks like her soul was very specifically, lovingly, and gently guided to come into the physical form. Like, almost like she had an entourage walking with her soul as she came in. It's really cool.
So cool. Yeah, you touched on that in our Starseed. Well, you went into depth in that in our Starseed Children series show a couple months ago. With their and what I'm also going to go back and share is it's not just the art. So I've mentioned everybody, you have the coaching, the remote energy healing, and past life exploration. I mean, all of these gifts over decades, which you continue to hone, in these talents, which you share with the world and the pets. And then you've got this master class coming up. So why don't we just talk a little bit about the master class? I think the
Yeah, so the
banner.
master class actually, yeah, that came as a result of some of my frequently asked questions in those other sessions when we are I think if you click on the now enrolling,
Oh,
it might
excuse me.
take you there if you want to. Oh, no, you're
Go right
fine.
back. I'll go right back.
Yeah, so it's kind of the and it connects and dovetails nicely to the soul gateway art, because it's really like we talk about the soul, and we have the afterlife, and we have the pre-incarnation and soul contracts and guides and all of the different components that we talk about very broadly and specifically in other ways. I wanted to bring my 40 plus years of experiencing souls coming in, exiting, and connecting to them as they are not in the physical incarnation. And what does that really mean? How do we, like, what happens in the pre-incarnation process? What do we do in the life between lives thing? Like, are we just floating around? Are we hanging out? Do we see our pets? Is there a rainbow bridge? What do our souls do? Did we pick our families? Like, all those different questions that when you start this journey, people start to kind of think, hey, wait a minute. I'm not just here randomly. How did that happen? How did all of this come together? So really taking 8 weeks to walk people through that, and not just the knowledge of it, but the knowledge is the jumping off point for them to do some activities and connect in with their own, like what was my pre-incarnation process, what's in my soul contract, who's my soul group, like really taking it from the theoretical to the practical and working through some of that for people.
That's so cool. And I've had in two nights in a row, Colonel Sellers and his wife have called me, right? And everybody know has heard him on the show in the audience. If you're not new, it's a man who's the former deputy commander of U.S. Army Delta Force. And the awakening over the last year in the multiple shows we've done with other people, him and I, been so fortunate. They're seeing and connecting with spirit guides, galactics, and he's connecting and he sees the auras. He was just sharing earlier this week. He has no problem me speaking about this. He sees the auras of trees. He goes, you rather than turning it off and turn it on, I can see that. And the birds, he's got a great connection with birds. Cormorants fly right over him where he says, I'm earthing, I've got my bare feet in the ground, I'm doing my prayers, my Psalm 91. And the birds will come right by, and I can reach up my hand. The cormorants will just gently go right past them. So really incredible as people are experiencing this awakening at all levels of all decades of life which they have lived and are hungry, thirsty for more of that information. And you have this course. I wish your course was around when I was going through this. And if the time allows, then I'll certainly do it. Because this is so incredible for us to understand, which we were speaking about earlier, rapture, ascension, up leveling, however people want to tag a name to it or a designation, and go, okay, well, if we're our spirit, our soul is infinite, the sound of unlimited love, soul, then therefore it has been before and it is here now, and it exists elsewhere at the same point in time. Just look at that beautiful imagery of my portrait you did mentioning that, yeah, this kind of lotus flower thing you've got going on there, Brad. You're in different dimensions, pulling from it, asking, maybe I'm helping. I don't know, like those tentacles. That's powerful, right? And I feel that inner standing, it allows people to realize how special they are, how much an individual can cherish themselves first, right? Love thyself first before you do anything else. That's so key. So key.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And yeah, my mission is to empower and embolden others to connect with their divine radiant light, because I think that when we do that, we unlock the unlimited. And as you were talking there, to me, part of this course feels like the kid saying, "Well, but why though?" Like you try to give an answer about that. Well, but why? So we're gonna unpack all, well, but why? Why is it like that? But why? Well, it's just we'll go deeper, 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 or depending how you look at it, higher, higher, higher,
Higher.
and get to some of those answers. And I think it's just really fun and beautiful. And not anything I've ever really taught. I've spoken one-on-one to people about it, but giving people that perspective too, that because I think sometimes, and this might not go over well, but I think the third dimension gets a bad rap. Like, how many times do we say, "Oh, I'm having such a 3D day," or like, "It's so heavy here, I hate it." And I think we at this time have been given this immense gift to see the absolute worst things, but the absolute most beautiful, amazing, illuminating things in polarity with each other. But, my guides have always said that, they aren't really above us, and we shouldn't kind of look at any guide or anything like with reverence, because they actually have so much respect and reverence for us because we parachuted into this place that is so hard and so challenging. And so when you're having those days where you think, is this my karma? Am I on earth because I was a bad, ET somewhere else? Like, did I do something wrong to end up here? No, you're here, special forces. You're here because your soul wanted to take all of the lessons that you had and apply them here in this very specific playground with really specific, sometimes unpleasant rules. Because the constriction and the limitation of that is almost like a theory. It proves the opposite. It proves that there actually is no constriction and there are no limits. But you have to come and wear this hat for a little bit of time in order to see that from your own perspective. So yeah, it's going to be a really fun time to walk through that. And I love doing courses over the summer. I don't know why. This is the second or third year in a row I've taken a group of people through something, and it's just like we unfold, we relax better. There's a nice pace to it. So if anybody wants to join, we'd love to see you in there. And I've got some early bird specials too, so look on the website for those.
Awesome. Yeah, heathermaze.com. Links in the description. And what a, instead of a good Friday, it's a great fucking Friday. You know, we're looking into this lovely higher dimensions coming into us. Outstanding, outstanding. Truly appreciate it. What are your final messages for everybody as we sign off here?
I want to say, hang in there. Hang in there. We're doing, yeah. Everybody I think has switched into a new level of clarity, whether it's for themselves or in what they're witnessing in the world around us. Don't take that as like my guides are saying, don't take that as the final word, because there are more things for us to discover, uncover, excavate, but also to take a moment and pause and say, we have come so far. It, whether you're looking at it as a, you're going to theme it with the ascension, or you're going to say, just my life in general, like I am nothing like I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We don't often take that moment to pause and say, yeah, I went through it. I've done it. And my team is saying, bless it and move on. You know, whatever is there to kind of almost, yeah, bless its little heart, like from the South, bless it and move on. Because there's also a component of us needing clear decks for some of the other things that are coming. And I don't mean to sound, I don't want to catastrophize that. I think it's no surprise to us that there are more challenges coming. Clean up what you can on your side of the street right now, kind of like we were saying before. So you can be a good neighbor, a good friend, a good community member, a good human for yourself and hold that energy. But celebrate your successes and yeah, validate the immense, amazing beauty of who you each of you are. So.
Yeah, so cool. And a self-congratulatory pat on the back is important for everybody as well. You know, the system had us look outward and say, praise them, but pride is the wrong thing. Like, well, be proud that of yourself that you have made it thus far, right? And through some of the muck and the guck and then the high times and keeping the vibes high. And I fully encourage everybody to do the Journey of Soul workshop, the masterclass that allowed me to learn segments of that, allowed me to just feel at peace. Many times when you're kind of like the hurricanes going around you, you're standing in the eye of it going, ah, okay, well, this is my mission. This is my purpose. This is who everybody else is. And what a beautiful setup you have with the community to carry people through 8 weeks. You know, that's just ideal. So thank you for what you do, Heather. And everybody go check out heathermaze.com. Hit the like and the share because we're still shadow banned on Rumble. We know that for a fact now, unfortunately. So every little bit helps get this out. And where we go one, we go all is galactic. Everybody have a great fucking weekend. And I'm going to roll it now back to the guru ET Indian. So everybody can end it with jokes. Jump onto heathermaze.com. At the very least, jump onto her newsletter because you get a beautiful update every single month. Bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you later. Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Heather.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Mahalo.
If you are looking for groundbreaking nutritional products which revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge, American-made, all-natural wellness brand. Root, the Trinity Pack from GetRootNow.com is a game changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural, adaptogenic nootropic which skyrockets your clarity and creativity. Professional athletes have reported over a 40% increase in their performance in only 90 days. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health, optimizes your true brain, helping you tap into quantum consciousness, also known as the God Mind, altogether with Clean Slate, which gently wipes out harmful heavy metals from your body, gently evacuating toxins, including graphene oxide. Trinity Pack from Root altogether helps you increase your performance, longevity, deep sleep, and have a far greater quality of life. Register now at GetRootNow.com to grab your Trinity Pack. Then hit subscribe and save to get $15 back every month. Trinity Pack has also received the Gold Standard, a worldwide BSCG approval, allowing those in the military to first responders to the NFL, PGA, NBA, FIFA World Cup Soccer, and more feel assured it is indeed all natural and drug-free. Trinity Pack even comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So when you grab your Trinity at GetRootNow.com, you can feel good knowing it's endorsed by Tier 1 Special Operations Warriors, to lightworkers, benevolent healthcare heroes, professional athletes, and Olympians detoxing their systems and unleashing their greatest self from across the globe. You can also get rewarded for being part of the Root community. See you there!
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com.